This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we focused our attention on how Mary, the mother of Jesus, responded to what she saw, heard, and experienced that first Christmas 2,000 years ago. Let's now reflect on how Joseph responded. There's no clear indication how he responded in the Bible. One could presume, however, that he took care of normal necessities. He first provided a place for his wife to have her baby and then care for him. Given the crowded conditions in the city of Bethlehem, that was no easy task. What he finally came up with was far less than desirable, but it had to do for the first night and maybe a couple of days. When Simeon prophesied about him in Luke 2:29-32, it says in verse 33, "The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him." I'm sure being the sensitive, caring man Joseph was, he no doubt went about the task of finding a more adequate place for his family to live in. Less than 2 years later, his family lived in a home, from all indications. Note in Matthew 2:10 that the wise men from the east found him in a home. Joseph likely began practicing his trade of carpentry to be able to make this provision. Being a godly man, he probably sought God for wisdom and made the most of the opportunities that came his way. He had received information in miraculous ways from angels, as had Mary, and it's clear he treasured what he saw, heard, and experienced. This is seen in his ready response to the warning of danger as he packed up his family that very night and took them to Egypt. May we, like him, treasure what we have received in Christ our Savior.